about the banning of the Adler A110. It's a gun that can fire 8 shots in 8 seconds, but has been banned by the federal government this week. Imports have been suspended for 6 months until the National Firearms Agreement review is complete. Roland Brown is the Vice President of Gun Control Australia, and he's with us now. Morning, Roland.
Good morning, Jonathan.
Is this a case of an overreaction to ban this gun?
Well, it's a temporary ban, waiting for a review of the National Firearms Agreement, and it's a very sensible decision because otherwise we'll see hundreds of these streaming into Australia. If there's a decision to ban them, we'll end up with the federal government having to go on a buyback scheme and waste a whole lot of money. So it's a very good move by the federal government.
We just heard from Robert Borsak from the Shooters and Fishers Party. He was saying he could go out and pick up one of these guns as it is at the moment.
Look, Mr. Borsak, like a lot of representatives of the gun lobby, will say whatever's convenient and whatever comes into their mind. The fact is, this is a shotgun. It's a rapid-fire shotgun. It can fire 8 cartridges in very short progression. It's highly dangerous. And can we just keep in mind what needs to happen if this is going to be allowed into Australia? It's not to be... we don't want it to be readily available as a Category A firearm, which is usually low-powered rifles and single-shot shotguns. We want it to be controlled as a Category C, and that's going to mean it has very restricted availability. And there needs a bit of breathing space while the state and territory governments organise their legislative frameworks for that.
But was Mr. Borsak right when he said that he could buy a gun very similar to this under the laws that we have at the moment?
No. No.
You can't buy a shotgun that can fire 8 shots in 8 seconds at the moment?
Not as a Category A firearm. No, absolutely not. That's been prohibited after the Port Arthur massacre. And he wants them to be widely available. And I ask your listeners to think about what it means for people like Monis in the Link Cafe who might have happened to have a gun like this in his hand, or also what it means for duck shooting on wetlands, where we're going to have our duck shooters on his conception. They're all going to be out there with these 8-shot shotguns. We don't want this in Australia. We want these sort of weapons to be tightly controlled and only available to people who have a very specific need for them. That's not an across-the-board ban, and I think your text message that you read out, I think, hits the spot really well. There's a lot of shooters out there who don't like these sort of high-powered, rapid-fire weapons flooding into the community and giving shooting a bad name, and giving shooters a bad name too.
Well, there's another text here that says, we don't need more guns or gun varieties in this country. If anything, the types and quantities need pruning back. Sounds like more shooters need to jaywalk, and that was because Robert Borsak was saying if he jaywalks, he can get his gun licence taken off him. Is there still a mood for really, really strong gun protection here in Australia?
I think the Australian community has come to expect and demand a high level of protection. In fact, the shooting groups and parties like Mr. Borsak around Australia are watering the gun laws away bit by bit. I don't think there's a sense of comfort in the community with that process. People expect tight gun laws. They hold very dear the reforms that came out after the Port Arthur massacre. People don't want to see that happen again. And it has to be kept in mind that it was the gun lobby that wrote the gun laws in Tasmania that delivered the Port Arthur massacre, and they have opposed every sensible reform to gun laws since about the early 1980s, and they need to be accountable to the community, and people need to understand that tight gun laws have been very effective in saving a great many lives and ending a lot of misery in Australia. And
Okay, we'll have to leave it there, Roland. Roland Brown, the Vice President of Gun Control Australia. 9 o'clock.
Good morning, Tim Callanan with ABC News. A Melbourne man has been arrested after he allegedly tried to fly to northern Iraq to fight against Islamic State.